Jesus Christ.
I speak to you in God's holy name, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Today's readings are all about community. And community is vitally important. When we heard the readings from Corinthians, the second reading, we heard Paul talking to the people of Corinth about the church was like a body. And all parts of the body function together as a community, but it all has various roles within the body. And I think it's a good analogy which has stood the test of time. We are on the edge of having our annual meeting next week when we all come together and talk about our group function as a community. And we all talk about the various ministries, and we're going to have a quick review of all the ministries. The reports are going to come out today to everyone. And you can have a look at all the little aspects and big aspects that we all do to make this a place where we proclaim to the world that Jesus Christ is Lord, that the good news among us is Jesus, and that we are committed to following Jesus Christ, and in a way which is proclaiming the gospel with the message of love and faith and reconciliation and hope. And so we all have a part to play in this. And no one part of what we're doing is bigger and better than somebody else's. When I was young, and maybe when you were younger, and you had heard about the church, you had sort of a hierarchy. You know, there was God, and then the Archbishop of Canterbury, and then the various bishops across the country, and then our own bishop, and then maybe our priest, and then us. Well, that's all gone now. That image of the ladder is gone. What is a better image today is that we're all in a circle. And we're on the same flat plane. And we all have different roles in the life of the church. But they're all equal ministries and all equally important. And we recognize all of that next week. It's like our body. I mean, sometimes when our bodies are out of control a bit, like my eyes today are saying, you know, I'm really noticing my eyes. But most days I don't. They're just part of all the other functioning. And we have other parts of the body that sometimes go out of whack, and we notice it then. But all parts are important. And so what Paul said to the Corinthians is apt then and is apt today. But as we all work together in community, we have to have things that bind us together. And what binds us together is the love of Jesus and the love of God alive in us, the Holy Spirit. And in that binding together, it's important for each and every one of us to have a sense of what is my role within the greater body of the church. In my church in Agassiz, in my church in this part of the world known as the Diocese of New Westminster, in British Columbia, and in the world. What part am I playing in the Church of God? Because God knows me and understands me and is there within me, empowering me through the Holy Spirit. But how do I respond to all this love? How do I respond to this power? What is my purpose? What is my purpose for being a Christian? What is my ministry? That's what it comes down to. And the challenge today, and what we'll see alive next Sunday, is an understanding of what is my ministry. Here Jesus in the Gospel, which I read today, took the words of the prophet Isaiah and was home in his own home country. He'd gone back to his own synagogue, and he was literate, which was unusual, but he was literate and was handed by the attendant a scroll of the scripture from Isaiah. Now, we don't know if the attendant had intended Jesus to read what he read, because they were liturgical like we are. They had a prescribed reading every week. Every Sabbath they had a prescribed reading. And they had a 3-year cycle of readings and so on, much like we have today. But Jesus found he was given Isaiah the prophet, and he found this reading, and he read only part of it. He didn't read it all. And he read this to them. And the people who were there listened and were probably amazed, but then they got angry because he had chosen the part that said, "I am Messiah." He said, "It's fulfilled now." But his whole ministry was to bring sight to the blind, to let the prisoner go free, to announce the year of the Lord's favor. That was Jesus' ministry. That is his purpose of being with us. And we carry that on. Now, for myself, I've always found this powerful and made it a part of my own mission of ministry. My own purpose statement, if you'd like, is really based in this reading from Jesus in Luke's Gospel and also in the prophet Isaiah. But I think it's incumbent on each one of us to spend some time thinking about, what is God calling me to do? What is my ministry? What am I called to do? And sometimes we've never thought about it, and some of you have, and I know what you see your ministries as being because you've told me. But others of us may have never really even broached that topic. And I'm inviting us today, as we prepare for the meeting next week, to which I hope all will attend, that you need to think about, I believe, how do I respond to God's call? What is my ministry? What is God calling me? Because we don't all have the same ministry. As Paul pointed out in Corinthians, we all have diverse ministries, but they work together in concert to make a whole. So it could be the ministry of hospitality. It could be the ministry of baking. Some of us really are great bakers. It could be the ministry of friendship. It could be the ministry of caring. It could be the ministry of visiting. It could be the ministry of connecting, of all kinds of things. But it's something that you feel fulfills a purpose within you. It makes you feel alive. I know I don't want to embarrass anybody. I'm not going to mention names, but I know some of you are really focused in on the ministry of caring for plants and gardening. Others of you have a ministry of caring for animals and are often taking in strays and caring for them and bringing them back to rehabilitation. Others of you are artists and you see artistry in painting like Erica, my wife, does, or in woodworking, or all music or poetry. Others have a ministry of social justice, reaching out to those who are downtrodden. Others have other ministries. But they're all valid and all important. And they all come together to build up a whole sense of being the body of Christ alive in the world. And so that's our challenge today, is to think about, what is my ministry? What has God empowered me to do to be alive as a member of the Christian community, and especially in the Christian community of all saints? For all of us come here, and I believe that God has called us here together for a purpose. God has called us here. We may have come of our own accord, but there may be something else happening greater than ourselves, where we are here for a reason. And I invite us to spend time this week in our own private prayer and our own reflection. Why is it that I'm here? It's not just because it's close. There's something else going on, that the Holy Spirit has called me here to minister, to be a part of this community, to receive from it, but also to give to it. I pray that as we reflect during the week, that the Holy Spirit will be alive in us, helping us to be clear in our thinking, and also that we, as we receive the sacrament, which is a sign of God's love poured out for us, God's love alive in us, that it may bloom within us as we consider our ministry. May God bless us all. Amen.